There's an old song that used to be very popular that you guys have probably heard. The words of the song are attributed to Rav Nachman Mibreslov. Kol olam kulo, the entire world, gesher tzar me'od, is a very narrow bridge. Everywhere you go in this world, danger lurks around you on all sides. Ve'aikar, and the main thing, lo lefachid klal, don't be afraid, don't freak out, relax. Yes, dangerous things around you, relax, it's all going to be good. I was always bothered by this in my younger years, because Shlomo HaMelech seems to tell us the exact opposite. Shlomo HaMelech says, Ashrei Adam Mifachid Tamid. Praiseworthy is a person, Mifachid, same word. Praiseworthy is a person who is always in a state of fear. But Rav Nachman Breslov, it seems, is really just expressing a very basic Jewish belief. And that is to have bitachon in Hashem. Throughout Tehillim, David HaMelech encourages us to have bitachon. Those who know your name, those who know you, Hashem, have betachon in you, they trust you. Because those who seek you out, you don't leave them, you don't forsake them. Betach b'Hashem, v'asei tov, have betachon in Hashem. V'abotech b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu. Those who have betachon in Hashem, they have special zechuyos. Hashem takes special care of them, those who have betachon. It seems like that's what Nachman is referring to. He's talking about having betachon. You don't need to worry. You have betachon. What's betachon? Knowing that everything Hashem does is part of his plan. Knowing that his plan is absolutely good. And although you may have in some specific area, some specific detail, have hoped for a different outcome, whatever happens, it is part of Hashem's absolutely, truly good plan. That's betachon. You know it's good. You know it's for the best. It may not be what you thought, what you wanted. But really, you can live happily and without fear, knowing that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that betachon? Does that make sense? Well, first of all, is that something special? That's something special, which you'll get. Hashem will take special care of you if you have a special high madrega of having betachon. You know everything's from Hashem. Isn't that basic amuna? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basic amuna tells you, I believe in Hashem. I know that everything's from Him. He runs the world. He does everything. I know it's all from Him. It's amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a high madrega of betachon. So what is the special madriga of betachon? So maybe you'll say, oh, you know what betachon versus emunah is? Betachon is how you act. Betachon is, I act in accordance with the belief that I know is true. I know, of course, I'm a maimon. I have emunah Hashem. I know everything comes from Hashem. So I act differently. How do I act differently? Well, I don't need to work to make a parnasa because I believe in Hashem. I don't need to take care of my health because Hashem will provide. All will be well. I can sleep, play video games all day, and I'll do great in yeshiva. It's okay if every night I stay up late. Hashem will take care of me. I don't put in effort. Hashem will provide. I don't need to. Obviously, this isn't true either, right? We have a very important concept called hishtadlus, that we have to put in our own effort and not rely on the miraculous intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So betachon also seems to not be how we act any differently. So it's not just believing that everything from Hashem, everything is good, because that's a maimon, that somebody who has a muna. It's not acting differently because you have to do your shabbos anyways. You have to act the same and act in a normal way according to what one would expect to happen without any miraculous outcomes. So I heard from Weinberg Zitzel. He says that, first of all, there are some differences in how a Baal Betachon will act. That someone has Betachon, he says, really, the only difference, the really nafgamina, is that someone has Betachon won't make backup plans. He does his Eshtadlus, and he doesn't say, oh, I need a contingency. Just in case it doesn't work out, I'm going to also prepare in another way. He says, other than that, he doesn't really see much of any difference in how someone has betachon acts. Everyone needs to do their shavuos anyways. He says, what is the difference between a baal betachon, this high madrig of trusting in Hashem, not just believing in Hashem? It's all about how you feel. Someone who has betachon feels the emuna so strongly, it's so deeply rooted within himself, that Hashem runs the world, that Hashem is absolutely good, that everything that happens is from Hashem and part of his absolutely good plan, whether it's what I wanted or not. He feels that so strongly that his emotional reaction to everything that occurs around him is different. He is at peace. He is calm. He's happy. He doesn't freak out. He doesn't just know that Hashem runs the world and everything's gamzul tov, everything's for the best. He feels it. It becomes a part of himself. That's a baal betachon, like Rav Nachman said. He's not afraid. He could be walking on the narrow bridge that is this world, surrounded by all sorts of danger, and he is completely at peace because he knows Hashem is running things. Let's get to this week's parsha now. Yaakov was afraid. Yaakov was afraid of Esav in this week's parsha. Betachon, we just explained, it's a state of mind. It's a state of emotions. I am so deeply, fully confident and trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have no fear. Yaakov Avinu was very afraid. Not a little afraid, very afraid. Vayira Yaakov Me'od. Esav's coming with an army. He was very afraid. And it's particularly surprising that Yaakov was afraid, because just in last week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu was given a haftach, an assurance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything was going to be okay. V'hinei anochi imach ushmarticha b'chol asher telech. I'm going to be with you and I'm going to protect you everywhere you go. And still, Yaakov Avinu was very afraid. Why is he so afraid? He should be a baal betachon. Nothing should faze him. He should always be completely at peace, relaxed, everything's good. That's, we just explained, that's what betachon is all about. So Gemara asks this, the Gemara addresses this. Why was Yaakov afraid? The Gemara says, yes, in Brachas. The Gemara says he was afraid because Shema Yigrom Hachet. He was worried that maybe even though Hashem was Mavtiach and everything would be okay, maybe he messed up the deal. Maybe he had done some Avera because of which he no longer deserves the extra protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he's afraid. He's afraid because he's worried he messed up. And Hashem won't take care of him because he messed up. Okay. Very good. We have an answer. Yaakov Avinu, the reason he was afraid, because he worried he messed up. But everybody else, of course, should have betachon. Everyone else, we all here, can live completely at peace, knowing Hashem's going to take care of us. Yaakov was just worried because he had a chet. But everyone else, betach b'Hashem, have betachon in Hashem. Everybody else, know that if you have betachon, good things will happen to you. It's just Yaakov who's afraid of doing averus. No, that doesn't make any sense, right? Yaakov was afraid he had averus, and therefore he was in fear. But we should have betachon? We should live with no fear? Shouldn't we certainly be afraid that we've done some averus too? What in the world does it mean one should have betachon and not have fear? If it's okay to be afraid if you're worried about having done averus, that makes sense. Why was Yaakov afraid? Because he was worried he did averus. Oh, okay, fine. So when in the world does anyone have betachon? We all should be afraid we have averus. And in fact, l'chara, that's the meaning of Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. Shlomo HaMelech, what does he mean? Fortunate, praiseworthy, is somebody who is always afraid. It means he's afraid that he's done averus. Okay, well, if you're afraid you did averus, then when does bitachon ever kick in? It's for people on a really high madrega. I've actually heard people say this. It's like, Yaakov Avinu was at a very high madrega. So bitachon didn't apply to Yaakov Avinu, but us it applies to? It's a big problem, right? Needs an answer. If Yaakov Avinu was afraid, and it's okay that he was afraid, we should all be afraid. So when in the world do we have bitachon? When does this concept, v'ha'ikar lo lefachid klal, that we shouldn't be afraid and we should have bitachon, when does that apply? So I think the pshat is, and I think the Ramban is saying this, the pshat is that a Baal Betachon does have fear if he happens to be one of those people like Yaakov Avinu, who maybe did an Avera at some point. If he happens to maybe just be one of those people, not, you know, somebody on a very high madriga, wouldn't have to worry about that, but the rest of us, Yaakov Avinu and the rest of us, we have fear. We live in fear that we've done averus and we have to do tshuva for averus. You know what we don't live in fear of? The things around us don't faze us. Yaakov Avinu was approaching Esav and his army. He was not one bit scared of Esav, of the armies. That didn't faze him. All he was thinking about was Shema Yigram Achet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide what happens here. Do I deserve for him to step in and take care of me? It's a totally different fear. One is a Musar Seder. I'm worried. I need to take care of myself. I have to do tshuva. I have to make sure that I'm spiritually where I belong, and I'm afraid that I'm not. And another is everything that happens around me scares me. Because I'm scared of those things. I'm not scared of Esav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Esav doesn't scare me one iota. My averos scare me. But Esav does not. A Baal Betachon isn't fazed by what happens around him. He's only fazed by the status of his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you think this through, then you might wonder, well, why right now then is Yaakov afraid? He should always be afraid. Why now, Vayira Yaakov Meod? He should always be afraid. Oh, you mean he's just very afraid, like he's always afraid of his connection with Hashem. So we have to address that, right? But let me just recap quickly. Bitachon, we said, is not a difference in how you act, basically. Bitachon is how you feel. Bitachon is, I feel so deeply the trust in Kadosh Baruch Hu that I'm not fazed by things that happen around me. Okay, then why was Yaakov Avinu afraid? He shouldn't have been afraid. He was afraid of his averus. What does that mean then? What does Bitachon mean then that I'm not afraid? Everyone should be afraid of their averus. Yeah, but fear of averus is different than fear of Esav. One is, I'm going to dive into Hashem and hope that he's taking care of me, and Davi takes care of me. And one is everything around me. I'm scared of my shadow, and I'm scared of things that happen around me because I'm not thinking that Hashem's in charge. I'm worried about Esav here is in charge and what he's going to do to me. Okay. So why is it that that Yaakov right now is afraid? So just to explain this one point, if you are still with me, that should bother you. The reason is, like the Gemara says, that somebody who's standing in a makom sakana, menaken lo mizchuyosa, it takes away from his chuyos. He loses some of his brownie points. If you're somewhere where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to more openly step in to take care of you, it costs you more. You now need more of an open intervention for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that costs you more zechuyos. Yaakov Avinu knew, right now I'm in a makom sakana. I require more zechuyos for intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, right now I need to wonder, do I have enough zechuyos? Maybe on the scale, I've done some averos that are messing up the scale. And on balance, I maybe don't deserve this extra intervention that I now require from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save me from a makom sakana, from a dangerous situation. So he was afraid of Esav, no, of his averos, of his lack of zechuyos. And this is really what hishtadlus is all about. We mentioned this concept that we have to anyways do our hishtadlus. We have to do our part and not just say, I'm relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu to take care of me. We can't relying on miracles. We don't do that. We have to do our hishtadlus. We have to try. Every time we try, to whatever degree we try, we are listen to this. To every degree we try, we are changing the situation we're in to require that much less divine intervention. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and helps us, it's that much less of an open miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention that gets us to the goal that we already showed the world that we tried so hard to get to. I want to make $1 million, I'm going to sleep all day and hope I make $1 million, Hashem's going to have to step in and do something very miraculous. But I work really hard and I do things that people know could end up leading to somebody making $1 million. It requires less of an intervention. So it's minimizing the amount of zechuyos we need in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make us, give us the outcome that we're working towards. That's what Hishtadlus does for us. Makes it that we need less intervening to get to that goal. And we live in a scary world, no doubt. Just this past week, a couple, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but a couple from Yidden were killed by some anti-Semites, some anti-Semitic evil lunatics. And a Yid's response to scary times and scary people, the Esavs of the world who hate us, is not to be afraid of them. A Yid's response is, oh, it's a dangerous time. I need to do some introspection. I need to think about myself. I need to do a status check on my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what we know is what makes a difference. What makes a difference is, where are we in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And as a schus for these Yidden who are killed, I would urge everyone to take a moment to take a little accounting of where we are and what we each one of us separately can do to be misakin ourselves and misakin our avodas Hashem. Whether it's learning, being mevatel, I need to learn more. Whether it's davening, we're not davening well. Whether it's chesed, we need to do more chesed. As a yid, our response should be scary times. I need to look at what I need to do to make sure I deserve HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection.